It's got the look of track and the rough-and-tumble attitude of rugby. But roller derby is unlike any other sport. The athletes wear neon tights or fishnets to protect their legs from rink rash. Their t-shirts are emblazoned with skater names like Mac and Squash, London Mauling, and Panama Jack You Up. The Tragic City Rollers prove there's no such thing as a gentler sex. The women of roller derby come from all walks of life, but the sport is definitely not for the faint of heart.
My mom was like, this is going to be a bunch of tough girls. I mean, I was her little delicate flower, right? I did theater and ballroom. I've never played a sport. I do billing and sales for a living. I'm the plainest girl you'll ever meet.
That's Claw and Order. She's been in the game for about a year. Perhaps ballroom was a decent precursor to derby because Claw already shows her chops for the sport. Like any other sport, roller derby revolves around competition. During the summer, teams come together once a month to duel it out. But it's not just a race to see who can finish fastest. Each team has four blockers and one jammer. The jammer tries to force her way through the pack and lap the opposite team, which is how points are scored. The whole time skaters are flying around the track, girls from opposite teams push and shove, trying to knock each other down and make room for the jammers. Even though the skaters wear appropriate padding, injuries are not uncommon.
When you have an injury, all skaters take immediate respect.
At this point in the bout, one of the opponents from Mobile had just fallen and broken her jaw.
I think that really surprises people because at first they see a bunch of cute girls in skates and they're like, oh, okay, this should be fun. And then they see what we're doing, they're like, oh my gosh, that's hardcore.
That's Voodoo Lily, a veteran who's also the team president. At practice, she can often be found helping newbies get their skate legs.
Yeah, you did it! Awesome!
Twice a year, the Tragic City Rollers hold Rookie Recruit Week. New skaters learn the basics of skating and, equally important, falling. Nothing is required beyond perseverance and drive. The team is very accommodating towards non-skaters itching to get in the ring. Also part of the family, the fans. The TCR have a loyal following. Two of their biggest fans are Darren and Tracy Clark of Coleman. Despite living more than an hour away, the Clarks are regular fixtures at the home games.
We tailgated right here in the parking lot. We had our little pop-up shade up. We had the signs and stuff hanging. We had music going. We got here, what, an hour before?
Just so they could see us when they came in.
The Tragic City Rollers have a bout coming up on September 17th against the Huntsville Dixie Derby Girls. We've got more information about this event and links to the TCR homepage on WBHM.org. For WBHM, I'm Colin Curry.
TCR! TCR! TCR!